You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. All digital loans must be disbursed and repaid through bank accounts of regulated entities only, without pass-through of loan service providers or other third parties, the Reserve Bank of India said in its long-awaited guidelines for the segment released on Wednesday. The guidelines, aimed at curbing rising malpractices in the digital lending ecosystem, follow the recommendations of a working group for digital lending whose report was made public in November 2021. The concerns primarily relate to unbridled engagement of third parties, mis-selling, breach of data privacy, unfair business conduct, charging of exorbitant interest rates, and unethical recovery practices, the RBI said in the final guidelines. Moving on, the Securities and Exchange Board of India earlier this year issued guidelines for companies wanting to go public and seeking exemption from inclusion of certain relatives in the promoter group. It said an exemption would be given if the company filed an affidavit from the relative stating that the person does not want to be part of the promoter group. The above diktat was issued via an email to the Association of Investment Bankers of India, or AIBI, an industry body. It's one of several diktats, largely in relation to IPOs, that has been sent in such manner over the past year or so. The flurry of advisories has surprised market watchers because, until recently, changes in guidelines pertaining to public shares sales were mostly done through amendments in the issue of capital and disclosure requirements regulations. Meanwhile, with stabilization in air traffic and prices of jet fuel, the Civil Aviation Ministry has decided to remove the caps, the lower as well as the upper levels, from August 31st. The ministry had imposed caps on domestic airfares based on flight durations when services were resumed on May 25th, 2020, after a two-month lockdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under fare caps, airlines could not charge a passenger less than ₹2,900 and more than ₹8,800 for domestic flights of less than 40 minutes. On an overall basis, the maximum fare could not go up to ₹18,600. The lower caps were to protect the financially weaker airlines and the upper caps to protect passengers from high fares. Now some news related to world. India and the EU will likely hold the next round of negotiations for a proposed free trade agreement. In early October in Brussels, a senior government official told EFI as the two sides seek to expedite talks to hammer out a deal by next fiscal. India is expected to submit its master negotiating text to the EU in October for further discussion, another source said. After a gap of about 9 years, both the sides resumed the much-awaited negotiations in June for a new age FTA that would cover a number of areas beyond just goods, services, and investments. Discussions are likely to take place on as many as 18 policy areas. The EU is learnt to have submitted its own negotiating text to India in June. In another development, the centre has released two installments of tax devolution to state governments amounting to ₹1,16,666 crore for August, against the normal monthly devolution of ₹58,333 crore, to arrest a decline in their capital expenditure. This is in line with the commitment of the Government of India to strengthen the hands of states to accelerate their capital and developmental expenditure, the Finance Minister said in a statement. Lastly, domestic equity market benchmarks BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 were likely to see huge gap-up start on Thursday, a day of weekly F&O expiry. SGX Nifty 50 index futures for August were ruling 200.50 points or 1.14% up at 17,747 on Singaporean Exchange. In the previous session, S&P BSE Sensex ended the day 35.78 points or 0.06% lower at 58,817 points, while the NSE Nifty 50 index closed 9.65 points or 0.06% in the green to settle at 17,534. Asian stock markets were seen trading higher in early trade on Thursday following a better-than-expected inflation report in the US, which sent stocks spiraling higher. Australia's S&P ASX 200 rose 0.97%. The KOSPI in South Korea was 1.32% higher, and the KOSDAQ jumped 1.31%. Japan's market is closed for a holiday Thursday. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.